Welcome to the State of Wyoming Subject Matter Minute, where we cover a wide variety of subjects related to State of Wyoming employment. This information is for you and me, the state employee. From hidden benefits to systems and processes, we'll make your job easier by giving you the lowdown, the how-to, and hopefully entertain you a bit along the way. And now, today's Subject Matter Minute. Hey, 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 welcome to the first episode of the Subject Matter Minute. Thanks for joining me. Honestly, thank you. It's not only the first episode of this show, it's the first time I've ever done a video blog. So I'm hoping you'll bear with me, be nice in the comments, and, you know, I assume I'll get better over time. One of the ideas is that I'm going to try to edit as little as possible. So I'm going to try to get through the stuff fairly smoothly. I'm assuming that I'll have a hard time. There'll be some, you know, slip ups, but that I'll get better at it. We'll see how it goes. All right. So there's two reasons I'm doing this video blog. One is that in the 3 years that I've worked for the state, I have 15 years service, but a bunch of that was university employment. So in the 3 years that I've worked for the state, I keep coming across these little things, like benefits or processes that I didn't know about or don't know how to do. And I got to assume that if I don't know about it, other people don't as well. So I thought this might be a cool way to get that information out. The second reason is this is a lot like presenting or public speaking. And so I took it upon myself as a challenge to improve myself in those areas. I know I'm just talking to a little camera, but in reality, I'm talking to an audience. So there's some of the same stuff, you know? All right. So those are the two reasons. I'm going to try to do this as a weekly episode. And that's going to partly depend on the subject matter experts out there getting me information. And now I'm going to kind of give you a call to action, okay? Because the stuff that's most important is the stuff that's on your mind, all right? So if you guys have something that you can help with, something that you do that would help other employees, or if you have questions, or if you know of a topic that would help employees across the state, if you could email me or put it in the comments, I would truly appreciate it. I have a long list of subjects, but the ones that are, you know, the top of your mind might be the best ones to hit first. So feel free to comment and help me out in that area. All right. So without further ado, let's get going on the first Subject Matter Minute episode, and it's on longevity pay. All right, so longevity pay. What is it and who gets it? Well, I found out about it kind of on accident. As many of you might know, I stream trainings and courses and meetings sometimes. And there was this one, I was probably about retirement or something. And I was working, so I wasn't really listening. But I suddenly heard something that, you know, made my ears perk up and realized that it might have something to do with me. And so then I listened, or at least I watched the video afterwards and was like, huh, what is this longevity pay thing and am I getting it? So what it is rewards for people who stick with the state, for those who work for the state for a long time. So specifically, after 5-year blocks, you get an extra $40 a month to your check. So after 5 years of service, you're getting $40 a month added to your check. After 10 years, you're getting $80 a month added to your check. After 15 years, $120 a month added to your check, and so on. So it's a really nice benefit. And it's automatic. That was the other thing. You know, I'm glad it was automatic, because if I would have had to fill out paperwork for it, I would have never known and probably never have gotten it. So it just happens. So how do you know if you're getting it? Well, first of all, it's automatic. So if you're past those milestones, you are getting it, unless somebody screwed up, which I've never heard of. So you're getting it. But you can look on your pay advice. In the upper left-hand corner, it'll say long. Okay, so that's the abbreviation for longevity, and should have a dollar amount afterward. You can also look at in your ESS system, and right below your base salary, there's one for long, and it'll show you how much you got. So, you know, it wasn't like I suddenly was making $120 extra a month, because it had automatically started, but it was really nice to know, and I think it's a great benefit. So you've made it through episode 1 of the Subject Matter Minute. I really appreciate you making it to the end and listening. I would love it if you would pass on the information to others, the link to my channel. I would love it if you would subscribe to my channel. That way you'll know when there's new stuff made, okay? So subscribe, pass the word, or get the word around. Send me your questions. Send me the things you'd like me to cover. And I'll see you next time on the Subject Matter Minute, Episode 2. You have been watching the Subject Matter Minute with Matt Nagy. Please help us out by subscribing. And join us next week when we'll cover another topic of interest for all State of Wyoming employees. Again, thank you for joining us on the Subject Matter Minute.